from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation, and we've got a programming update already. Rangers Players Show today. Guest's going to be Andrew Chafin. Now, he's going to join us at 3:40. And we've been alerted, Lucius, to have the dump button ready. All right. And he might think like, oh, it's podcast form.
Oh, somebody better tell him then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What are we talking about?
So 3:40, Andrew Chafin, one of your new Texas Rangers, who's fired up and quite a character. He's going to be joining us. So we'll move up Krusty's Corner, Brian, if that's okay, to 3:20.
Sounds good.
That worked for you. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus. We've got Kevin Hagelin sticking around. Hey, fellas. Look at you working some overtime. You're like, dude, let me stay around for an extra segment.
At least hang out for the first segment.
Yeah, let's party, man. This is going to be an awesome 4.5 hours here on the G-Bag Nation. Now, Dawson, we found out, tested positive for the Rona.
That's why I needed to come in.
Yeah, he gave us a call like an hour in. He's like, guys... Yeah, I made the joke yesterday on air. I did test positive for this. And then Eric is out. He's got family in town, so he's going to be back tomorrow. But hopefully Gavin gets well soon. And if you want to hit him up on the social media, show him that love. Be like, bro, we miss you. Hopefully you can get back in the saddle with us very, very soon. But
what happened in Vegas didn't stay in Vegas, apparently.
Not at all.
Yeah. I believe we'll come back with you, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
You feel like
absolutely.
You should still be zooming in the show today?
Yeah,
I feel like you could maybe do that. Modern technology.
Yeah.
Do you think he's sandbagging us right now?
A little bit.
I think he's stirring it up on our show.
I like it.
Oh! Because I was supposed to ask y'all something about Crosstalk.
Okay, yes.
About the morning show.
The toxicity of their show?
Yes, because they fired back, and now they believe that y'all talking about toxicity is toxic. What are your thoughts? Because I think we're supposed to relay this message
that
back.
That sounds typical.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about right on their part. I mean, I don't know, Brian. I think you were onto something about them being toxic. I mean,
I did. Yeah, I told you guys when we had an opportunity, like the most toxic show we have on the station is that morning crew. Every one of those guys is toxic.
They love the beef. They do.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. And I think that any type of drama that they can stir up, they're trying to do so. You know, they're trying to create this feud with Peyton. All I want Peyton Russell to do is if I hit the talk back button so I can talk to the person who's pulling highlights behind him and he can hear, it's just to just make sure, hey, can we get that? It's not like Peyton, I'm asking you to do something that's apparently not in your job description. Although, do we have job descriptions?
I don't know if we do.
I didn't think we did. Right, so now, I mean, they're stirring up the drama and I'm here for it. You know, I think that the male love language is when we bust each other's balls to a point.
Can I ask you guys this? I don't know if you can answer for the history of the show. Has anyone on this show in a break punched another person on the show?
No, there's never been anything physical.
No.
G-Bag Nation.
Not on the same show.
Oh.
Yeah, hey.
Okay.
Yeah, not on the same show.
Advantage G-Bag Nation.
Yeah. Yeah. They punching each other in the morning show?
Maybe not the current crew.
Yeah, but the old crew. We did get some news out of Oxnard, though, here, Brian. And I guess Brandon Cooks has been he's departed Oxnard for a personal matter. He's going to miss the final two padded practices. But it was a positive personal matter, according to Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, he was on the cords yesterday when we did the mock game. And so I was trying to kind of run down what was wrong with him. I'm still waiting to hear from that. Maybe I can get some other information, too, by the time our show calls it a day. But, yeah, he's been one of the bright spots of camp. If you watch how he's played, his ability to get open, he and Dak have a really good rapport with each other, especially down the red zone. That kid can find some space. You know, he knows how to stay active, present himself to get open, and he's a pretty darn good finisher. But so I'll try and figure out what exactly he went back home for.
And then McCarthy not ruling out the possibility of Dak Prescott calling plays Saturday against the Chargers, which
did last year, right?
Yeah.
Did a
very good job. So he did that last year in the preseason finale. McCarthy thinks that it helps Prescott see the game from a different perspective. I mean, we've seen coaches like Sean McVay said, I'm not going to coach last week's preseason game. He let one of his offensive coordinators step in, fill that role. So now players may be sliding. I mean, Dak could end up being a great offensive coordinator maybe one day when he decides to hang him up.
And then we could name the room in Mississippi State the Dak Prescott offensive coordinator room.
Yes! Let's go! I'm all in on
that. You like that, Heggy, don't you?
I think
you're
that's
a big
really
fan
neat.
Of the Bill and Gail Simmons –
yeah, man.
Scholarship room thing. I think they always have that. Like you go to Michigan, and they put it in the bio too. Of like if you read the media guide, like they're the head. Like if you're at Stanford, they have this big long title, and then you're the head coach. But you fall under this big donor thing that they have. So I guess you got to do what you got to do to get things paid up.
Absolutely. I ran into somebody who was like, "Oh, my grandfather's so and so," and I was like. Like the hall at Texas A&M, they go, oh, yeah, do you know him?
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah. What
which hall?
Do
you remember which hall it is?
It was Hoblitzel or something else. I'm going to have to think about that.
That was after my time then, I guess. Because I was there for my famous one was Kane Hall. You'll remember that one, Heggy,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh, Kane
were there
Hall.
For Kane Hall? It was the old athletic dorm. It was the athletic dorm. Man, some of the best. Only place I've ever had turkey and dressing and enchiladas and crab legs all in the same plate.
That sounds
that was the
like
only
a
dining
hell,
hall.
Of,
I mean,
hell
was
a, of a dining hall.
Yeah, definitely, they spent, Texas A&M spent about $3 million a year, and this is early 90s. They spent about $3 million a year to feed their athletes. And I'll tell you what, it was glorious food.
And
really
I think,
was.
I think Hoblitzel might actually be at UTD where I finished up, so it definitely wasn't that one.
Go Comets.
I'll think about it.
So I put you on the spot and you made something up, huh?
I'm glad you started talking food, though.
I did.
So this is something that I didn't really know you could have an allergic reaction to. Like I've heard of being lactose intolerant, and maybe this is just me like being stupid here. And maybe that is an allergic reaction. I don't know. But Mozzie said he thinks that it was a milk product, not regular milk. That caused the reaction, why he missed
whispers,
the game.
Whispers are peanuts involved.
That's what I heard, too.
Okay. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
like, was it like
we're doing a
milk?
Like a, doing a shake. Like
oh,
we're doing. Like
I see
a,
what you're
we're
saying.
Doing a, he had a I'm not going to say it because I'll be on Heggie's show on Friday
if I say
what the allergy is going to be. No, I'm not going to say it. But it has to do with peanuts or nuts or something like that. So, yeah, that's the allergy that he had.
Okay.
But that's what we were hearing on the field. Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. And then I don't know if you guys saw this, but Jeff Bezos apparently might be interested in buying the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
$6 billion is what they want to sell the team for with expansion in mind.
What the hell does he care?
Now, Bezos can do this, but I mean, gosh, if I were Bezos, I believe it. I mean, why wouldn't you want to buy the Boston Celtics? It's one of the most storied organizations in the history of sports, period, not even just in basketball.
And now brought us there to
Heggy, is
defending.
He a Seattle guy?
Yes, he is.
He's a Seattle guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, why wouldn't I'm sorry I interrupt you there. I can't see on the screen, so I don't know when you're talking or not. But the thing about it, he's a Seattle guy. Aren't we thinking Seattle expansion, NBA?
Yeah.
Why would he not try and be that guy? Why would he not try and go for the hometown team?
That's a good question. I wonder if it's just the appeal of one of the, like Wolchuk just said, one of the all-time storied franchises. And he's like, plus if I buy now, I'll get some of that expansion money when they go ahead and expand out to Seattle or wherever else. I think for most teams, you're right. I wonder if the Celtics' appeal is just, it's too much to not take.
That's a good point. Because with the expansion in mind, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would want to buy the Boston Celtics. I don't think they'd have a short list of people that are wanting to at least attempt to bid for that. And then if your plan is to expand, you've got a guy who's clearly got the dollars then that is ready to say, hey, I'll take on the Seattle Supersonics. And that's what they have to do. They've got to just bring back the Seattle Supersonics.
All the same.
Yeah. 100%. Like that, absolutely.
Do you bring back Durant?
You know, it's...
I think so.
Yeah.
So. You know what? I think KD might welcome
Slick
that move
Watts,
at this point.
Maybe. Yeah. I'll tell you what would be interesting is if John Henry's group, Fenway Group, I've heard they're interested in the Celtics, right? Mm. They're the ones that own the Red Sox, and they got, you know, they've got a lot of other things. They got soccer teams overseas and stuff. If Fenway Group buys the Celtics, that would make LeBron James a minority owner of the Boston Celtics. Because part of the Fenway Group.
That's right.
Think about that. Think about LeBron James. Like, he's playing, but he's part owner of another basketball team while he's doing this.
I mean, I guess that's similar to what they were dealing with Brady, trying to get the Raiders, but then Brady retired. So it wasn't actually a problem. But that would be fascinating, especially if LeBron's still on the Lakers. That doesn't work. Like, how can you be a minority owner of the Boston Celtics but be playing for the Lakers? That doesn't add up.
I wonder if that's ever happened. I wonder if there's been somebody that has... I wonder. There's got to be somebody that we're not thinking about that was involved. It probably happened in the 20s. Like, Bronco Nagurski was probably playing with somebody, but he was part owner of the Green Bay Packers or something. You know what I'm saying? There was probably something going on that we weren't figuring out then.
Okay, 512 is saying almond milk. That could have been what it was as the allergy. That makes a lot of sense.
Oh.
The nut milk.
See, I always think that's the safe one.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's supposed to be healthier, right? I know a lot of people love their almond milk, some skim milk. Lucius, you're a big almond milk guy, aren't you?
This was a shake. This was one of those after. Yeah, this was an after practice shake thing.
Okay,
is what I heard.
Yeah, so you probably didn't even know.
Somebody didn't ask him what was going on. Hey, are you allergic to anything, by the way?
Mm. So that's something we got to check. And Hagee, you will probably know this game, so that's why I want to bring it up because I know Brian does not. Backyard Sports.
Yeah,
it's relaunching, it's baby. Let's go. The popular kids game franchise, it's coming back in a few months. I know that Kelsey's a while back were talking about they wanted to try and get into this and pump some money in to bring it back. But Playground Productions, a children and family entertainment company founded by former elementary school teacher Lindsay Barnett, plans to relaunch the iconic franchise in the coming months. So I'm pumped about this. I grew up playing some of the backyard sports, backyard baseball, backyard football. It was a blast. So I think this is going to be something that hopefully a new generation of kids can go ahead and enjoy playing. Your son Noah can grow up playing this.
Exactly. Brought us. It felt like the social media buzz about this had grown for several months. I'm sure that it's not accidental leading into the announcement of the relaunch. So I think the way they're doing it, it's been excellently done.
And we just had Bobby Witt Jr. hit a home run Players Week with a Pablo Sanchez bat.
I love it.
Freaking sick. Okay, last thing I want to talk about here, and I need your guys' advice. I was thinking about when I wanted to bring this up on the show, but next week on Sunday, I'm leaving to go with the wife and our baby girl, Eliza. It's her first time. We're taking her to Florida. So Maya's mom has a place near like Barton, Florida, Tampa area. So Maya's been really wanting to go. So we're taking the 6-month-old with us. It's her first flight. And I'll be honest with you, I am stressing hard about this. I'm very, very nervous. Honestly, I didn't even want to do this in the first place. But it's like, okay, we're just going to do it. This is not worth the fight. I'm going to lose this battle. So
first thought's the best thought. Don't ever forget that.
I've just never wanted to be the parent that is you're on a flight, you've got the screaming baby, and now everybody else on the airplane is looking at you and thinking, I hate you. Why did you do this to us? And that is my greatest fear. She is a great baby. A lot of the time she does not give us a whole lot of fuss, and I'm hopeful maybe she just sleeps through the thing and it's not an issue. But guys, I am stressing. I don't even feel like this is a vacation right now. I'm not even looking forward to this.
See, this is the issue. It's not going to be your child. What's going to happen is you're going to get to the airport and these airlines don't fly on time anymore. So now everything that you planned, like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to give her this. We're going to make sure she sleeps here. We're going to do, you know, all the things that you plan, and you're going to be sitting at that gate for 2-3 hours, maybe having to deal with that, dealing with the delay, dealing with a full plane, dealing with making sure that pack and play and everything gets down the jet bridge so you can get to the next destination. You know, it, to me, flying, and I'm going to have to do it tomorrow night, it's no bargain anymore. Yeah. They don't care about you anymore. They really, really don't. But you're going to take your child on her first trip, and the whole time you're going to be stressing about it.
Yeah.
And you could be stressing about it, and it might not be your fault, but the airlines, I guarantee you, there'll be something that happens where now you're struggling to have to do something.
And her ears might pop, too.
I know. But that's the whole thing. She's
6 months old, right?
Yeah, she's. We're going to have a bottle ready to go, and we're supposed to feed her while we do that. So that helps with the pressure. I don't know. We've been told
you might be sucking on that bottle, too.
Maybe, man. Yeah. This whole thing has me very, very nervous.
Do you have the children's Benadryl or something like that? Maybe.
Can you do that at 6 months, though?
I'll take any advice. I mean, have you flown with Noah?
Just for the record, I just want to make sure. So Lucius and Broadus' advice is you have made a mistake. Rethink your decision.
And that's usually what I end up getting from them, too. It's like,
oh, I shot the airline some bail, too, because Broadus was definitely jumping in and piling on the airlines.
These damn airlines, on time. Yeah. The flight's going to get canceled. You're not even going to go on the trip.
I'll talk with my wife. She might have some pointers.
Please do. Heggy, thank you so much, dude. I appreciate you, bro. Overtime. All right, let's do some NFL. Yeah, don't go. Maybe, I don't know. COVID's going around, guys.
A vacation with a six-month-er.
Is it even a vacation?
Not like a vacation?
And then we're dealing with
whatsoever.
The sand and having to change her on the beach. And
write a book about that.
The whole thing, to me, sounds like this could be stressing. But whatever. Yeah. As long as wifey's happy. Happy wife, happy life. Yeah. That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some NFL true or fart. I got some questions for Brian that's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the nation. All right, let's do some NFL true or fart. I got some questions for my guy, Brian Broaddus. Of course, we got G-Bag of the Day coming up in just a few moments, and then we'll carry on the football conversation. NFL teams most likely to improve and regress. We get this every year from Bill Barnwell of ESPN, and he's become very, very good at this segment in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Franklin Frankel, and G-Bag Nation also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Brian, let's do this. If it's your first time playing along with NFL True or Fart, 877-881-1053. Well, this game was born thanks to this slip-up from Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or Fart, false. Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
Yes, I will start with a Cowboys topic. Brian, true or fart, Cooper Beebe and Tyler Guyton, two rookies, will be starting week one against the Browns for the Cowboys.
That's true.
Yes.
That's going to be true. Now, I was kind of hopeful, and I'm really sorry about everybody getting sick and we're missing guys and stuff. And we'll have John Michaud on. I was kind of – because we're – when you every time you think that Cooper Beebe is going to be with the ones, then he's with the twos. And then you think, oh, well, Brock Hoffman looks like – and no, wait, now it's Cooper Beebe. So I was kind of hopeful because yesterday we saw where that was Cooper Beebe was the guy. Now they've got a padded practice going on right now behind me. And so I just wonder if, in fact, I haven't looked at Twitter or anything like that. I don't know if anybody said, oh, it's Brock Hoffman taking the ones or Beebe's taking the ones today. But we'll have Michaud on. He'll recap practice for us. But I'm going to say that, yes, that is going to be a true.
That makes me very, very happy, as you know.
Yep.
And I think both of them have earned it at this point. And we've talked about the lack of tackle depth and what Chuma Adoga hurt. In fact, I even saw this just while we're on the topic. I saw your buddy Todd Archer, friend of the program. He kind of threw out there that when you're figuring out the 53-man roster projections, there's been a tweak where you can designate two players at the final cut to IR.
Right.
And Chuma Adoga might fall into that mix.
Yes. Yes.
So maybe that saves you a roster spot. So, hey, yep. I mean, that makes it even more apparent. Guyton's going to be starting for sure. I guess the question is Beebe making that spot. Okay, other Cowboys one I got before we go into the rest of the National Football League. True or fart, Trey Lance is going to be your quarterback two behind Dak Prescott.
I want to believe that's true, but I've been on a couple different platforms. I was on the break with Nick Harris and Derek Eagleton this morning, and Nick Harris was kind of talking that he felt like that it was going to be Cooper Rush was going to be the two. And I think it depends on what happens with the Chargers game this Saturday. If they continue to get the improvement that they saw with Trey Lance, and you saw the avenue, the way to win a game and how to call plays for Trey Lance, you saw that against the Raiders. That's the avenue. The RPOs, the underneath stuff, trying to run the football, that's the path to winning football with him right now. I think it's going to come down, though, to that Chargers game and to see if he's, in fact, going to be – if he's taking Cooper Rush's job.
Also, we've got this Falcons storyline, and we'll get
– Did I say true or fart there?
You did. You kind of went – You said fart, but you're hoping
I think it's fart. I just think right now, if it's fart, then he clearly didn't do enough. The thing with Cooper Rush hasn't been terrible at practices here.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's willing to throw the ball down the field, he might be a different quarterback. But I kind of feel like if the point, all right, let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
And if the team was 7-1 and Dak got injured, who would you want playing quarterback the rest of the way?
If they're 7-1 and your team's really good, I know that Cooper Rush is capable of coming in and winning football games and not losing them for you. That's the key thing. That would be the difference maker between the two. I know Cooper Rush is not going to lose me a game. Is he going to win it for me? I'm not sure. Yep. He's not going to lose it. So if if you're 7-1, it probably means your defense is pretty damn good.
Yeah, if you're 2-5, you're okay with playing Trey Lance.
100%.
But there's a lot of people that are like, if you're 7-1 and we got to keep this thing trying on the tracks, man, there's a lot of people that play Cooper Rush and try and keep it on the tracks.
Because you've seen that, right? He went 4-1. A lot of that was the defense was great. The defense was scoring. Sure. So if you're a competitive team, then yes. Otherwise, yeah, I'm down to let's just see what you got in Trey Lance. You know, why not? Because most likely your starting quarterback goes down. You're not expected to be very good anyway. But in the previous situation, I'm with you on Cooper Rush. Okay, this is one, and this will be the last one before we go to G-Bag of the Day. I know you and Eric kind of kicked this back and forth on the pregame, but the Falcons have made the decision to not play Michael Penix Jr., the rookie, the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
True or fart, Falcons are making a silly choice by sitting Michael Penix Jr. and not playing him in the preseason.
I think that's true as well. I think they're worried about Kirk Cousins' feelings.
Oof.
I really do. It's kind of like what's going on out here behind me. They're not going to let us evaluate Ezekiel Elliott. Don't practice him. Don't play him in games. Don't lead to questions from us about the roster. And they're going to do the same thing in Atlanta. They don't want to in week 3 or week 4, if they get off to a poor start, everybody's saying, well, gosh, in the preseason, Michael Penix was, I mean, he was clearly better. He was doing everything, you know. Some teams were protecting themselves from the finger pointing of like, are the questions of why are you not doing this?
My goodness. I think true is 100% the right answer. We'll get more into that at 3 o'clock NFL News of the Day, because I got more thoughts when it comes to Atlanta and that scenario. But right now, let's head into the Pip Comp with Lucius Alexander for today's G-Bag of the Day.
I got balls in Atlanta. Hold us up. Let me get my seat here. Hey, everybody, it's a Tuesday. Hope you're enjoying yourself being safe out here on these streets. Please do. Some of you, I don't know how they let you outside. I just don't understand. I think you need permission. You need permission to get outside. All right, it's day 2 right here for you, Mr. Broadus. This impersonation that you did of Sean Sharif. By the way, if you're not familiar with this clip I'm about to play, if you're not familiar with the morning show, if you're not familiar with the station, hello, how you doing?
Yeah,
the morning show is RJ and Choppy. That's the name of it, the RJ and Choppy show. The host is Sean Sharif, and Broadus is doing a hell of an impersonation of him right here. Started a whole lot of drama.
I was thinking you two need to fight more on these shows.
No, I was hoping the
two
fight was...
Two idiots going at it, I was not hoping, very strong.
I was hoping the fight was worse. It wasn't that
bad.
Yeah,
exactly. Bad. You were hoping that you'd have to talk to me and go, hey, I'm thinking about posting this. What do you think? What do you think? I'm thinking about for the ratings here.
Yeah.
If you and Bobby would like, if you met with each other and like hit each other in the face, that would be better. I'm cooking a brisket. What do you think?
Oh,
I'm using my thermopin and some foil.
Send this over for G-Bag of the Day.
I'm making a boat out of the foil. I'm making beef tallow while I'm doing
it.
Wow. Use the beef tallow from some beef stroganoff I'm thinking about later. Who you liking at quarterback, Bottas? I hate everybody you like anyway. Sometimes you're a little bitch when it comes to stuff.
Little B.
I did. I channeled my inner Sean Sharif. He's right, though. In the morning show, he said nobody cares about the ratings more than him and I. We really, I mean, we get mad. We're too competitive about that.
Hey,
we really are.
I love it. I love the competitive spirit that you two have when it comes to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff, brother.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Let's see if we can knock that off today.
Appreciate
what do you say?
You, man. Yeah.
Hell no.
Let's knock that off today. What
we'll see.
Say?
We'll
what
see
does
what
that
the contenders are.
What do you mean?
Oh, get it. Oh, get it. Okay, no, I didn't know what you meant.
He wants to stop listening to it.
Okay.
We love it.
No, the Tolos love it, man. I'm getting a whole lot of reaction off of this little clip right here, bro. People love it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So you got to give the people what they want.
Absolutely.
A kid caster. You guys know what a kid caster is?
Is that a child sports caster?
Dang! Look at you.
Context clues?
Look at you. Yeah, man. I'm glad you used them today, too, bro.
Usually I don't.
I know. Kid caster. That was Jared Sandler, too, by the way. Kid caster.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to be funny. This man is built for this. This is what Jared Sandler wanted to be from a long time. You know, like you were in first grade, and teacher asked you, what do you want to do? And some dumb fool put his hand up in the sky and said, I want to be a cowboy. And Jared said, I want to call baseball games.
Right.
And he's doing it.
He's doing it.
So give that man his flowers. But let's hear. We got a kid caster for the Mets. His name is Kingston. Tell me what you think about Kingston on the call.
And it's Rodgers' 65th pitch of the day. It is smacked through the hole, a base hit. That'll score an Alonzo, and Alvarez pulls in at second with an RBI single for Tyrone Taylor. The Mets now lead 3-0 against the Baltimore Orioles in the fourth.
Jeez.
That was a hell of a call.
Nice wow. call, right?
Yes. The description, you know everything that happened.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal.
That was really good.
He painted the picture for you pretty well, too.
Yes, he did.
That's you, Kingston.
Yeah. Kingston on the call. That should be his Twitter name,
Kingston
too.
On the call.
Kingston on the call. Yeah. Anyway, here's Kingston. He's got some jokes.
I see the Orioles brought the infield halfway in at the corner. Well, not even really there. Halfway all across.
Yeah.
Might be because of Pete's speed.
Yeah, he's not too fast, but yeah. He's faster than a real polar bear.
There you go. Unless he was running downhill.
Oh, yeah, unless he was running.
That's great.
He said, oh, yeah.
It is funny. You're listening to like the pro with the deep voice, and then here's, yeah.
Yeah.
Faster than a real polar bear.
Hilarious, man. All right, let's see here. Let's go to. Yes, you're my life. All right. It's Canadian football. Are the Canadians just naturally funny?
Very.
Yeah, they're just funny, man.
Second City. John Candy, that whole crew up there.
It's funny. Here's a ref explaining a situation right here, and he just did it the most Canadian way.
That hits the scoreboard. It comes bouncing down at the 35. Flintoft hammered that right into the Jumbotron here at BC Place.
The kick hit the scoreboard. Which is pretty odd. We're going to redo everything. We'll redo the play. We'll reset the clock to 2:44 with a new 20-second clock. It's just a redo.
Ben Major just saying what we're all thinking.
Yeah. I love it.
It's the first year. It's pretty odd.
It's pretty odd. You know,
didn't expect that to happen today.
Holy crap.
Pretty odd, hey? All right, let's see what else we got for you.
Lucius, when you start talking about, you know comedians really well. It's the Second City group, all, you know, that John Candy bunch and all those guys. I mean, that was pretty good up there, right?
Hell yeah, it was.
I said what? Rick Morales, I think it was his name.
Yes, Rick yeah. What? That was a beaker of comedy. A lot of comedy came out of that place right there. A lot of improv guys.
Improv guys, there you go. That's right.
Let's see here. Oh, we have a, speaking of movies and whatnot, the Taken movie.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. Am I saying his name right?
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson?
Yep.
All right, well, we got a bouncer that kicks out a dude out of the bar, and he sounds just like Liam Neeson, and he does it the Liam Neeson way.
Because right now, this is the crazy part. Now let me talk. Now let me talk. This is the problem.
Now you're pissing me off.
Oh, I mean, shh. If you say another word, I'm going to drop you.
I mean,
do not speak. You do is turn around before I get angry. Have a nice day. Bye.
Okay, Lucius, help me here. Was that the guy speaking, the bouncer?
Yeah, that was the bouncer speaking to the guy.
I love that.
You're starting to piss me off.
That's exactly what that guy needed. Exactly what he needed.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Scared the hell out of him.
He did. It scared the hell out of me. I'm like, okay, on my way to Jack in the Box. See you guys down the road.
We'll find you.
Yeah,
he started talking like this to him. Like Batman, when Batman gets serious.
Batman
where are the drugs going?
Where are the drugs?
Where is he?
One more right here. This is not one.
Winner.
Senator in the Kenyan parliament.
Oh, here we go.
And he was just trying to warn them. He accidentally said the wrong words and they cut his mic off. He tried to warn them. He caught himself.
Kenyans will be in a deeper shit. Oh, that is not parliamentary. I'm sorry. Parliament will be in a deeper hole. That hole, that big hole, that you.
That is Mike.
Yikes.
Wow.
You know what? They should just swear more often.
Just let them say it.
Why not? Let's just broadcast
Kenyans
this
will
thing
be in
live.
A, even in a deeper shit. Oh, no, that is not parliamentary.
Yeah, it's not.
Any of you must watch TV. They're just on.
Reginald, what are you saying?
Why don't you shut the F up over there, all right?
Reginald, your mother and father taught you better than that. What is your issue there, Mom?
You sound like you're auditioning for that bobsled movie.
Yeah.
Cool runnings. All right, let's go ahead and vote.
Best accent in the world.
Is it Brian Sean impression? No. Is it Kingston? The kid caster, the Canadian football ref, the bouncer going full Liam Neeson, or is it our senator who catches himself swearing? Lucius, do you want to go ahead and start the voting?
No, what are you doing?
I heard you, bro. I'm going with you, though. I am riding with you.
Brian?
I'm going to vote for the kid broadcaster.
All right, just to tick you off, Brian. He's done it. Two-time champion by a vote of 2-1, Brian. And his Sean impression. But shout out to you, Kingston. That was awesome. G-Bag of the Day every day at 2:30. Coming up next here in the nation, which NFL teams are most likely to improve and regress this upcoming season? This could mean good news for the Cowboys. That's next here on The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. We've got Andrew Chafin on the Texas Rangers Players Show a little under an hour from now. He's going to be joining us. We got NFL News of the Day coming up on the other side. But right now, let's relive what Bill Barnwell has posted. We'd like to do this every year, and he's been pretty damn spot on with this, Brian, as he gives us four teams that are set to regress and improve in the upcoming season. Five teams for each. Now, last year, he was really, really good in this on both sides. I think he went 3-1 in terms of the ones that were going to improve, and then the same for the regression. And he's been doing this since 2017, and his numbers are fantastic. I think overall, the 33 teams that he's done, 27 of the 33 he has hit on. So the metrics that he's using for this have been pretty good. Do you want to start with the regression teams or the teams for improvement?
Give me the teams that are going to be better.
All right, here are the better teams. Number one. The Los Angeles Chargers, who were 5-12 last year. Their record in games decided by 7 or fewer points was 3-8, and their projected strength of schedule is the second easiest in the league. So Barnwell says he's inclined to think they'll make it in terms of 5-5 this year in their closer games, because last year they had four games that went down to the wire. They lost every single one of them. Some of them were due to bad luck. Some of them were due to poor coaching decisions as well. And Jim Harbaugh,
bingo,
he writes 17-7 in games decided by 7 or fewer points during his time with the Niners. So very good in those games.
Yes. That's why they will be better. Better coached, attention to detail, game management. Those things win you games when it's close.
The second team's the New England Patriots.
Not buying this, Bill.
4-13 a year ago. They were 4-8 in games decided by 7 or fewer points.
This team might have the first overall pick when it's said and done.
That's hard to argue this. He writes that he thinks the new coach, who spent 5 years playing for Belichick, is going to help the defense, and that's Gerard Mayo, who was their defensive coordinator. So he thinks the defense could be better. And there's enough upside for them to cobble up at least a couple of extra wins. If they are to play Jacoby Brissett or even Drake May, they should get improved quarterback play from what they were trotting out there a year ago.
I hate to do this to you, Billy Boy, but I disagree with you here.
This might be the one that he misses.
Yeah, I think this is the one he might misses. To me, the quarterback situation hasn't gotten better, but I'm not a Drake May fan, so I'm going to keep riding that train. I will admit, though, if Drake May does lead them to 6 victories or so, I would be like, okay, hey, I was wrong about Drake May. This team doesn't have any skill players. Their drafts have caused them to be very talent deficient. This reminds me so much of the late 80s Cowboys that Jimmy Johnson took over, that you had a Hall of Fame coach, great quarterback, skill, all these things, and then the last 3 years, they don't draft worth a damn. And now it's hurting their roster overall. Elliott Wolf has his hands full with this one. I don't know if there'll be some improvement with this team.
The other one, we look inside of the division. It is the Washington Commanders. They were 4-13 a year ago. Yeah, I mean, I hate that. I don't want them to be my team at all.
They were my team a couple of years ago.
But yes, I'm picking Washington for a prediction sure to go wrong to win the division this year, to win the NFC East.
Okay.
And they were 3-5 in games decided by 7 or fewer points. The thing that he's really focusing on here is the turnover margin. And we know what Dan Quinn's done in terms
That's true.
A defensive coordinator, improving that. But the turnover battle last year, Commanders went 1-8. They were minus 14. They posted the worst turnover differential in the NFL. And he says when you look at that in terms of how teams rank last in turnover margin and just improved in that category, a team like the Colts last year, who were 4-12-1 2 years ago, last year they go 9-8. That is how teams can come out of nowhere and exceed expectations. I'm a big believer in Jaden Daniels. I just think there's a ton of questions in the rest of the division. I don't know that I'm believing in the Eagles. The Cowboys, I'd love to say they're going to win the division this year, but this division has not had back-to-back wins from a team in 20 years. There's something up with that. Can the Cowboys defy those odds? I'm going to bank on history says no, and Washington does this every 4 or 5 years. I get the concerns with the offensive line, 100%, and the defense to an extent, but I think DQ can help that a little bit. Maybe 9 wins is good enough to win this division.
I think it's going to take 10 myself. This team led the league, I believe, in quarterback hits and sacks.
Okay.
It was not good. I still think they've got some offensive line issues. Daniels will help because of his mobility and escapability. They got really good skill guys. The defense, Dan's going to have his hands full with trying to create turnovers with this crew. You know, they got rid of pass rushers. I don't see it. I think maybe if you said this that maybe 2 years from now, I think mm-hmm. that you would I think I would buy, but I don't know if they've got their offensive line problems fixed. Like I say, they you know Sam Howell took a ton of hits last year. Pressure, you know, then and I think it's gonna kinda be the same for Daniels this year.
Kansas City's the other team, 11-6 last year. They were 4-4. In games decided by 7 or fewer points, they probably are a team that's going to be better. I've said it. I mean, I think that they're going to be one of the best teams in the regular season this year. Their weaknesses they've now made strengths by adding Hollywood Brown. They drafted Xavier Worthy. You've got Sky Moore and Justin Ross and Rasheed Rice. I mean, the receivers were atrocious a year ago. Now they're much better. So I think 11-6, they're probably going to get a couple more wins in there to 13, make it 13 or so, try to compete for that one seed in the AFC.
I think the AFC West might have gotten a little better. So if you're talking about Chargers improvement, Sean Payton in year two with Denver, maybe a rookie quarterback, would that team be a little bit better? I think their division got – now, I'm not sure with the Raiders. I think the Raiders defensively – that division might surprise us when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
You know, with the improvement of all their teams. It might make it a little tougher on the Chiefs, but you never can. And they always say this, you know, it's like the cliche. You never bet against. You don't bet. You know, we all learned. These guys all of a sudden, it's like, oh, they don't get to play any home playoff games. Watch them now. They're going to get beat. And just go on the road and win the Super Bowl. You know, so, yeah, Kansas City, until something happens with Mahomes or something happens when Andy Reid moves on or they lose Steve Spagnuolo, I don't know how you ever bet against Kansas City.
And then the Cardinals, 4-13 a year ago. They were 2-5 in games decided by 7 or fewer points. Barnwell thinks they'll be better. A healthy Kyler Murray, year two of the coaching staff there. They add Marvin Harrison Jr. So he's thinking that they should at least be a couple of wins better, and the offensive line should take a step forward.
Man, they looked like a good football team against Dallas. That was a terrible time to play that bunch. If you catch them late in the year, you got it all done the right way. But now, you know, they've got some, again, some skilled players, some talented players there. Do they have enough of them? I think adding Harrison will be a big boost there. Can Kyler Murray get him the football? That's going to be the key.
The team's likely to regress, according to Barnwell. The Giants at 6-11 last year. He thinks they're going to be even worse.
Yep.
They were 4-3 in games decided by 7 or fewer points. Probably won't be as good this year in that area. And then how about the Eagles? Eagles are also on here. Eagles were 11-6. They were +5 in point differential. They were 7-3 in games decided by 7 or fewer points. He thinks that's going to regress, and the offense might not be as good either. So late game decision making from Sirianni. And again, I mean, that's two teams within your division that could bode well for the Cowboys, but it's also kind of looking good for Washington, which kind of helps my case a little bit.
Yeah, this is a division that could have three new head coaches when we're talking next year.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Browns, another team, Ravens, and then the Steelers are the other teams that he mentioned likely to regress.
Ravens, God, all in one division, too.
They were all, double-digit win teams right there.
I feel like the AFC North is going to be a juggernaut. And that's the division that the Cowboys play. Man, I hope Barnwell's right about that.
Me too. All right, let's go to NFL news of the day. We got the Olympics. Brady thinks this is a tragedy and some good news for the Chargers. That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.